Hello, I am Jen Wilson, the Healing Rebel. Welcome to the I Am Jen Wilson, the Healing Rebel podcast. If you are a brand new listener, welcome, welcome. If you are a returning guest, welcome and thank you for coming back. Please, if you haven't already, make sure that you click follow, subscribe, whatever platform you are on, press that button so that you get every new episode as they are launched. I'm recording today on a new platform because the last couple of episodes I wasn't very happy with the sound quality. It sounded a bit like I was underwater, so trying a new platform and I am also trying a different microphone to see if that works. Hopefully the sound quality today is better than it has been. I used to be able to edit these things in a program and then I changed the computer and the new computer didn't allow that application to be added to it and I couldn't work out how to work any of the other ones because I am not technically minded, but that's okay. That is okay. Now, what I wanted to talk about today on the podcast is something that is really, really important. Something that I teach inside the Healing Rebel program. It's something that I strongly encourage people to do when I'm working with them is about setting boundaries, taking time off, and having digital detoxes. So they're three different headings, but they all are basically the same, like coming into the same thing about really honoring you and looking after you. And we'll start with downtime and detoxing from technology. And I say that as you're listening to me on technology. I appreciate the irony of it. In 2020, we all know what happened in that year, pretty sure. Don't think anybody missed it. I realised at the Christmas time of 2020 that I hadn't taken any time off from, well, probably for that whole year, but certainly from when we went into lockdown in March, right through until I did take some time off over Christmas because Christmas Day happened to fall on days that I would normally have had classes. And I had a bit of a breakdown about it. I was so tired, so frustrated. I'd had to completely change how I was delivering my business and I wasn't happy about it or about how things were going. And I was on a business networking call and we were talking about the successes and everybody else in the group was like, oh, this is the best financial year I've ever had. It's been absolutely brilliant, blah, blah, blah. And every time it came to me, I was like, come back to me. Come back to me. And I was just sitting in tears were rolling down my face. I felt like such a failure listening to everybody else talk about how great everything had been. And then eventually got to the point where I was the only one that hadn't spoken and I managed to say, I'm barely holding it together. Like, this has been horrific. It hasn't been a particularly good financial year for me. And I don't love not being able to be in the same room as people. I find it really, I don't feel connected. I feel so disconnected from my clients. I feel so disconnected from people. This has been really hard. And it was only after I said that that other people were like, oh yeah, okay, yeah, my finances have been really good this year, but actually, I've really struggled too. I've really struggled too. And it was at that point that I made the decision. And I had, initially when I made this, I had to make it based on negotiation with myself because there are business coaches and mentors out there who will say that you should. If you love what you do, you never need a holiday, you never need a day off. Which I don't disagree with to a point, but I strongly disagree with on another point. If when you set up your business, you set up your lifestyle first, how do you want to live your life? Now, not many people want to live their life where they're working 24/7. You set up your life, so how much time do you want to spend with your family, your friends, what's important to you? Is travel important to you? If it is, what does that look like? How often do you want to go? How many days do you actually want to be working in your business? How much time do you need to also allocate to be working on your business? And this might not be business. Maybe you've got a Monday, Friday, 9 to 5 job, so you already work 40 hours a week, and that's how you work, and you're quite happy with that. But maybe you're not happy with other parts of your lifestyle, or maybe there's something going on with your health. And for me, being diagnosed with Crohn's, I have to look at what can I do to look after my health first, and then where can business fit in round about that? Where do other activities fit in around about that? That's my priorities. That's what's important to me. I'm not saying that that's what has to be important to you. What you need to work out, and this is the first thing I get you to do in my book, 9 Rules to Sort Your Shit, is to do your wheel of happiness and look at what's where you want it to be, what's out of balance, is that okay just now, and what would need to change to make that change. And not to, so on the wheel of happiness, there's eight different space for eight different headings. They're left blank for you to choose which heading you want. Traditionally, when you use these like wheels of life or these kind of personal development tools, you've got health, relationships, work, money, fun, religion, spirituality. They've kind of got these like generic headings that you're welcome to put in, and I give you the list of them to put in. But also, they can be further broken down. So relationships is a really big thing. It might be work relationships, friend relationships, family relationships. Health might be physical health, mental health, emotional health, like lots of different subheadings that you could have in these. So I want you to get clear on the headings that you want to use, and then mark yourself out of 10 on each one to see where you're at. The goal is never to try and be 10 out of 10 on all eight headings. I don't think that that's possible unless you are really able to get into a place of contentment and acceptance with everything. But even then, I would question, is everything really a 10 out of 10? Like, can you say that your health is a 10 out of 10, your relationships with everybody that you want to have relationships is 10 out of 10, and your work is 10 out of 10? And it might be possible. You might be spiritually enlightened, and that might be completely possible. But for most of us, certainly for me, it's not possible to be 10 out of 10. And I don't ask people to strive for that. I ask you to look at what is important right now, and where do you want to put that in that attention. For me, the last 18 months particularly have had to be focused on my health. That has had to be number one priority for me. I've kind of gone off on a tangent and fallen out of sequence of my story, but I will circle back, I promise. Welcome to my world, that's what I do. My focus for the last 18 months has had to be on my health. That's meant that I haven't seen my friends anywhere as much as I would like to. I haven't been out and about and doing things. I haven't travelled. I haven't been able to work on my business or in my business anywhere near as much as I would like to. So lots of things have taken a sideline. And I was speaking to my financial advisor the other day, and we were going through my money and my income, and asking, like, he was asking what the average income was, and I was telling him, and he was like, how do you live on that number? And I said, well, I have had to cut back on lots of things and have to make things work. I'm in a fortunate position that I don't have a mortgage, I don't have rent to pay. My bills are really electricity, internet, mobile, phone, food, car insurance, and petrol. I'm in a very, very fortunate situation so that those bills are not great, and I only pay half of them because Chris pays his half. But yeah, the income is tiny. And I am in acceptance of that because I've had to prioritize my health for the last 18 months to get to a place where I can say I feel well to be able to do my job. And that's hard. That's really, really hard because not having a lot of money coming in is an emotional stress and emotional pressure. If you can work out exactly what it is that you need and make sure that that's happening. At the moment, there isn't anything that I need or want to be spending money on. There's lots of things I need to spend money on, but it's all additional things. It's all maybe superficial things. It's not the essentials of life. My essentials are being met with what I have coming in at this moment in time. Let me circle back to the end of 2020. Let me go back to where that story was going. At the end of 2020, when I was having that breakdown, I realised that I needed to do something about it. So I negotiated with myself. That's where I went off on the tangent about the wheel. I had to negotiate with myself, how do I make this work? So I was like, right, the way that I was working, I wasn't having any time to work on my business. I was only working in my business. I was like, right, every 7 or 8 weeks, I'm going to take a week off. And initially, I was negotiating with myself, I'll have that as a down week from taking classes, but it'll be a chance to catch up on admin and do my emails and all the other social media and all the other things that I want to do. And I think for the first one, that's what I did. Maybe for the second one, I did it a little bit. By the third one, I was taking the time off. And then as I went through the year, when it got to December, I decided to take the whole month of December off. And the benefits that I got from having those regular downtimes, so obviously my income started to take a hit when I did that. But the energy that I had, the sense of peace and calm that I had in my life, money can't buy that. It just can't. 2021, that's what I did. At the end of 2021, I got the Rona, which then triggered a Crohn's flare. 2022, I was seriously ill. But I still, well, in 2022, I did have to take extended sick time off to recover. But that every 7 or 8 weeks, I take that time off. My clients expect it now. It's set up when people sign up to work with me. It's there in black and white, and it's on my website, it's on the bottom of my email signature, it's in correspondence to them. I take these weeks off, and I map them out through the year. Sometimes I'll change them if something comes up that I want to go to, or something else comes up that I want to make a slight change, but it gives people a rough idea of when I'm going to be taking time off. My clients really appreciate it, they take it as their time off as well. But it has been really important. And I talk about it on social media, and I share this with other people, and other business owners have come to me and said, I'm really inspired by that, I'm going to start doing that myself. And they've started to map out their year, putting in their downtime, down weeks, so that it's so easy when you love what you do to just, oh, I'll just do a wee bit of work, I'll just do a wee bit of work. And then this year, what year are we in? 2023. This year, I have been really intense, you know, with my days off as well, because although I was getting really good at taking the down week, I was still working on my days off through the week, on my working week. And recently, and I'm talking in the last two weeks, on my days off, I am not working. I just, like, laptop is only going on to put Netflix on if that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be out the house. I'm going to be at the allotment, I'm going to go out paddleboarding, I might have a meeting with somebody, which might be briefly talking about work, but there's also a connection, communication, contact, cups of tea, etc. It's more, there might be a little bit of work talked about, but it is more with the intention of catching up with people. So being able to set that, those boundaries for me have been really, really important. In addition to that, and I think having an illness sometimes makes it a little bit easier. I think when you're a fully healthy, able-bodied person, it's possibly more challenging. I know when I feel well and when I'm in periods of remission, I do find it harder to say no to people than when I have health in limbo. To be able to go, no, I'm not going to do that. Some things I'm very, very good at going, nah, I don't fancy that. Or just, nah. If somebody invites me along to something, I'm good at saying no to things. But there's this desire when things are going well that I want to do more because I can do more. So being able to make sure that the things that you say yes to are the things that you want to say yes to would be what I find really important. And it can be easier. And I don't recommend that people go out and get themselves a chronic health condition just so that they can set boundaries. I would set the boundaries first, and that might keep chronic health conditions away. But yeah, I definitely feel like that is a huge benefit. So I was just checking my wee notes there, boundaries, holidays, downtime, digital detox. Digital detox is super important for your sanity. One of the things that I see talked about in the scientific community is about the dopamine hit. So your dopamine is the hormone that gets released that can trigger cravings. So it makes you feel good, gives you a wee kick, gives you a wee buzz, but you also then crave more of it and want more of it and want more of it. That's why every time you see your phone, you pick your phone up. And it's just like this habit, because you're craving that dopamine. We get dopamine from lots of other things. We get dopamine from being outside, being around people that we like, that we love, that make us laugh. We get dopamine from connecting with animals, giving your dog a hug, giving your cat a hug, chatting to your fish, whatever you have. I don't have any animals, so I have to go and hijack other people's. I go up to the park and I'm like, oh, your puppy, can I say hello? That's me. So there's lots of other ways that you can get dopamine that are much more healthy than that dopamine hit from your phone. How many likes have I got? How many people have viewed this video? Why have people not been liking this? Like, that can be really detrimental to your health. So being able to have digital detoxes. So if you are with your friends, phones stay in the bags or in the cars or away from the space. If you are sitting around the dinner table with your family, phones do not come out unless you're having a conversation and you need to Google something. That's the only time that phones are allowed at the table, but then they get put away straight away. What did we do before Google, eh? Having time where you go for a walk and listen to the sounds of your environment rather than putting music on, putting a podcast on and being disconnected from that. I used to always walk everywhere with my headphones in. And then when I started doing walks around the park, I stopped wearing my headphones, and then one day I thought I'll take them, and I felt really out of sorts when I was doing it. If I'm walking down main roads where there's lots of traffic, I like to have the headphones in to block out the noise of the traffic. But if I'm in nature, if I'm somewhere else where it's quiet and you don't have it hum, I like to hear nature or hear the silence. Really good for you. Really, really good. And it can help reset that need for the instant gratification of looking at a meme, looking at a reel, looking at puppies on the internet, whatever your thing is, it's really, really useful to do. So try every now and again, even if you start just for half a day, leave your phone in another room for half a day, disconnect, look out the window, do a jigsaw, although I don't like any jigsaws. I can't do a jigsaw. I listen to a podcast with Hugh Jackman, who's like, podcasts are the best thing for your... No, not podcasts are the best thing for your brain. Jigsaws are the best. He was saying on a podcast, jigsaws are amazing for your brain. So good, you'll see the world differently. I got a jigsaw and I could barely even get the outside edge put together. And this is not good. And Chris, my partner, he'd look over my shoulder and he would just be like, oh, there's a bit there, that fits there. How did you do that? But what I actually discovered is not everybody can do jigsaws, because we see the world differently. And how your brain works and how you analyze things can be very, very different. So yeah, jigsaw is not for everybody, but if you can't do them, do them. There are other things that we can do to get our brain working. Reading, working out other ways of puzzles. Movement is a brilliant way, I think, of being able to have a puzzle, find a movement that you do repetitively, and then see if you can find a different way to do it. So I get my class to do this. When we're in Pilates, come down to the floor without using your hands and think about how you usually do this and can you do it in a different way, so that you're not having patterns. Are really, it can be really good for your movement, but also mixing up those movements can be good. Coming to lie on the floor lie on your back, and then can you get up without putting your hands down to give yourself a push-up? So bringing your hands into prayer position in front and working it how to get up from the floor from there can also be a really good puzzle. So finding things to do other than scrolling on your phone. I am going to leave that there for today. If you want to know more about boundaries, about detoxing in different ways, you can check out the Healing Rebel course. iamjenwilson.com/thehealingrebel. If you want to know more about my classes, you can go to the classes page on my website, iamjenwilson.com/classes. We do Pilates and yoga 3 times a week at this moment in time. That may change. Who knows? And I might change my boundaries, make that different. But at this moment in time of recording on, what day are we recording? Saturday the 29th of July, 2023, we have 3 classes a week. If you want to know any more about different ways to work with me, please do check out my website. You can drop me a message. I'm on Instagram, iam.jenwilson. I'm on Facebook, iamjenwilson, the Healing Rebel. I'm also on YouTube, iamjenwilson. I'm on, obviously, podcasts, because you're listening to me here. I have TikTok, but I don't really use it. There are videos that go up, but I don't really hang out there. Instagram, Facebook are probably the best places to get a hold of me. YouTube as well. My email, you can drop me an email, get that information through the website. If this podcast has been useful, please do make sure that you share it with anybody who needs to hear it. So make sure that you're subscribing. If the platform that you listen on allows you to give reviews, leaving a review is also very helpful to help my tiny little podcast grow into something bigger and better so that we can help the world heal. So I'm going to sign off now. Thank you so much for listening, and I will hopefully see you on the next